Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
To swallow any new Republican policies, we didn't add partisan riders. We simply asked Democrats to extend existing funding levels to allow the Senate to continue the bipartisan appropriations work that we started.
Boone says he'll likely try again to pass the same bills Wednesday. The U.S. military's top brass summoned to Virginia Tuesday. Secretary Pete Hegseth outlining his vision to 800 top officers, and President Trump taking the stage, saying he told Hegseth they should use some dangerous U.S. cities as training grounds for the military. This is ABC News. The search is on for two specialized hawks that work at SoFi Stadium in Southern California.
When a thief took off with a motorized cart outside of SoFi Stadium on Sunday, he likely had no idea that inside containers in the back of the cart were two Harris's hawks named Alice and Bubba. They were there to work the Rams game. They're used to scare away other birds from the stadium during large events like NFL games. Falconer Charles Cogger is in charge of the hawks.
I've really been struggling for the last 24 hours. A lot of tears.
Police are on the lookout, but so far, no luck.
I really need to get them back by no later than Thursday, because then that means they'll have gone like 4 days without water or food.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The car has no driver. Who gets a traffic ticket? That's what police in San Bruno, California were asking when the officers tried to pull over a car for making an illegal U-turn. Vehicle was a driverless Waymo taxi. Officers declined to write a ticket, saying their citation books don't have a box for robot. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Today, forecasted highs will be at around 80 degrees. After some patchy fog early on, variable clouds above normal temperatures. Variable clouds tonight, a low of 54. Thursday, partly cloudy to sunny and warmer, a high of 83. Thursday night, a few clouds and mild, a low of 59. 87 Friday and sunshine, and Saturday 88 with plenty of sun and gusty winds. Sunday partly sunny, warm and humid, a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm, and a high of 83. When's it all going to end? Well, it looks like a high of 65 on Monday. That will be quite a bit of a change. Right now in WRCO, after a 59-degree midnight reading, it is 53 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. And it is time now for us to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? Oh, so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Still there. Start the day in a positive way. That was Joey and Rory and Jesus Loves Me. Before that, our national anthem performed by Chris Stapleton. A rousing version of that as we get into the day on a Wednesday, October 1st. How can it be? October 1st, my goodness. Well, part of it is the weather, which certainly it doesn't feel like that, but as I documented a little bit ago, it looks like by next week it might change and we might be feeling a little bit more fall-like, but now for the next few days, we'll be enjoying the nice weather. In fact, I saw yesterday, again, more convertibles with the tops down, cruising around. You can't always do that on the last day of September, but this year we could. 53 right now at WRCO as we welcome in October, and good morning and welcome to a Wednesday.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. The ground you walk on, I never have, and that's a fact. I won't follow, I'll try to find you, 'cause I don't love you, now if you'll buy that. I
I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. If you buy that,
now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home. Once I had every reason a man could want for going home and making love, but now I don't. So I end up in here each night, sitting and thinking, missing her, hurting so, and drinking. Got no reason now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home. It's so hard now just knowing there's another, that she's out with him, knowing that I love her. So I end up in here each night, sitting and thinking, missing her, hating him, and drinking. Got no reason now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home.
Gene Watson on WRCO, got no reason now for going home. Today, Wednesday, October 1st, if you're just going home, you better get there. An American Red Cross blood drive will be held at the Sauk County Public Health Department today from 9 until 3. For an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Powerful Tools for Caregivers, an in-person workshop, will be held each Wednesday through October 29th from 10 until 11:30 at the Prairie du Chien Library. Learn ways to take care of yourself, reduce stress, improve your caregiving confidence, and establish balance in your life as you care for others. Registration is required. Call Pam at 608-548-3954. Enjoy an afternoon of euchre today at 1 o'clock at the Old School in Avoca. And the Richland Area Farmers Market will be open today from 1:30 until 5:30. Should be a beautiful day. The corner of Orange and Court Streets. For more information, Richland Area Farmers Market.org, or you can call them at 608-213-3363. 7-4.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchases are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessarellc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 Fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with motors starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with motors as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must. And Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
As the winter months roll in, you or your loved ones may want to consider spending them with us at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Our getaway package allows you to receive extra help only in the months you may need it. Spend up to 3 months with us enjoying a furnished apartment, weekly housekeeping, meal services, and an excellent care staff. If you're interested, call 608-647-8931 for more information today.
Your car works hard for you, so give it the best. Napa Auto and Truck Parts has select Napa antifreeze and coolant to keep your engine running at the perfect temperature. And for a deep internal clean, look no further than Seafoam, starting at just $8.99. But Napa's more than just fluids. Stop by for their 11-ounce cans of free, all-deep penetrating oil, now just $9.99, to handle those tough jobs. Get what you need to take care of your car, truck, or lawnmower at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel. Napa, your trusted source for quality parts.
Today's sports update on the Milk House Show is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Yesterday in high school volleyball, in a match heard on WRCO, Richland Center was a 3-2 winner over Dodgeville. River Valley defeated Prairie du Chien 3-0, and Lancaster 3-0 over, Platteville, 3-0 over Lancaster. Hillsboro 3-1 over Bangor, and Royal 3-0 over New Lisbon. At DeSoto last night, Seneca swept Ithaca and DeSoto swept Ithaca. DeSoto was a winner by sweep over Weston, and Seneca was a winner by sweep over Weston as well. In boys soccer yesterday, Richland Center 1-0 over Dodge Point for a homecoming match win, and River Valley edged Prairie du Chien Co-op 2-1. McFarland shut out Reedsburg 3-0. In the baseball playoffs yesterday, Shohei Ohtani with 2 home runs for the Dodgers in Game 1 of their National League Wild Card Series against the Reds last night, and it was a victory for the Dodgers 10-5. In the other game yesterday in the National League playoffs, the Cubs edged San Diego 3-1. That series important to the Brewers. They'll face the winner of the series coming up this weekend. In the American League playoffs, Detroit 2, Cleveland 1, and Boston got the win against the Yankees 3-1, the final score. WNBA playoffs last night, Las Vegas won in overtime over Indiana, 107-98. This sports update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
5:21 the time. The Light in the Milk House show warming up now. We are ready to go. Well, we officially will be after the aerobic polka, which is powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Fenimore.
We now go live on the program to Molly B and the band. Take it away.
And now it's back to polka time with one called the Praha Polka for all our Czech friends with us today.
Dobře jsme si měli, a my jsme opojeli, a dobře jsme si měli. Když jsme opustili Prahu, slunce svítilo.
Molly B and the band live with the Praha Polka WRCL. Good for what ails you today. Sponsored by Subs Gym. We're at 52. Here's Tracy Lawrence.
I work, 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 day after day. 50-hour week, 40-hour pay. I don't time to get over all this overtime. Yeah, I'm always running. I'm always running behind. I got a Friday night date with my sweetheart. I'm already late and the car won't start. Lord, I feel like kicking that car and crying. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. All my life has been this way. $1 short and one day late. One rung lower on the ladder I'm trying to climb. If I ever get lucky, if I ever get rich, gonna tow my life up out of this ditch. Watch the world go by while I unwind. Yeah, I'm always running, I'm always running behind. If I ever get rich, gonna tow my life up out of this ditch. Watch the world go by while I unwind. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. Lord, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. This old highway seems so lonesome when you're going where you've been. And a lonesome song can make you cry time and time again. If I had listened to a friend of mine 10 years ago today, I'd have a better job than what I got today. But the billboards on the highways and the brake lights on the cars make me jump out on the highway with my bag and my guitar. If she comes or if she goes, it doesn't matter anymore, 'cause I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Riding my thumb to Mexico. It don't matter when or how I go. I'll ride this thumb till I see her again. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Well, the reason why she left me's not the reason that I'm here. I'm a traveling kind of man, just need a change of atmosphere. If there's any place I haven't been at all, that's where I'll go. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Riding my thumb to Mexico. It don't matter when or how I go. I'll ride this thumb till I see her again. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico.
Johnny Rodriguez on the Milk House Show. Today's forecast calls for a high of 80. Patchy fog in the lower river valleys today, but otherwise variable clouds. Above normal temperatures again. And tonight, variable clouds and a low of 54. Partly cloudy to sunny and warmer Thursday and a high of 83. Friday, mostly sunny, breezy, hot, and muggy and a high of 87 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, after the midnight reading of 59, the overnight low is the current reading. It is 52 degrees. Time now for an update on farm news and markets at 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Stocks Report. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. When you compare Pioneer brand Vorseed Enlist corn to the competitor, Vorseed Enlist dominates in delivering yield. Your best year starts with Pioneer. The USDA says corn and soybean ending stocks at the end of the last marketing year were below a year ago. Corn was reported at 1.5 billion bushels above pre-report expectations after a modest upward revision to the 2024 crop and with slower fourth quarter usage, but still 13% under this time last year. Soybean stocks of 317 million bushels were 8% under a year ago, also seeing a modest increase for the 2024 crop, but with improved fourth quarter demand. Missouri ag economist Ben Brown says he was surprised by the corn stocks number.
200 million bushels of additional supply into what is already a record supply for the new crop marketing year on the corn side. That's going to continue to weigh on our prices as we work our way through.
A top U.S. grain merchandiser is concerned by the lack of soybean exports to China. CHS CEO Jay Deberton tells Brownfield the Chinese seem to be displacing U.S. soybean imports at a large volume.
It's very concerning to us as an exporter. It's very concerning to the farmers that own CHS and that do business with CHS.
Tough economic times have more U.S. farmers reaching out for help. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
Karen Andrus with the Wisconsin Farm Center tells Brownfield more farmers are reaching out for mental health assistance.
We're busier than ever.
Andrus says she was recently at a meeting with her counterparts from other states, and they are also dealing with more farmer stress and deaths.
A woman from Missouri was commenting they had three row crop farmers who had died by suicide, and there was another one from Rochester, Minnesota. So August was extremely heavy month.
And a 14-year-old farmer from Wisconsin also committed suicide in August. Andra says farmers feeling the stress should reach out to get help.
We'll help you connect to a provider that understands agriculture and understands the different things in our culture that make us farmers.
Resources for many states can be found online at farmstress.org or by calling 888-901-2558. From World Dairy Expo, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has announced conditional approval of the first parasite control product that prevents and treats New World screwworm in cattle. According to Zoetis, their new product, Dectamax CA1, treats infestations caused by larvae, and it prevents reinfestation for 21 days. Zoetis says the conditional approval from FDA applies to beef cattle, female dairy cattle less than 20 months of age, pregnant beef cows, newborn calves, and bulls. For more on these stories and other news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo with Tipsack Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a large sale and the big round market was very good. Reminder, next hay sale will be October 8th. You can also buy hay and bedding throughout the week. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Coins, tools, magazine collection, boat, mower, and much more. Online only auction ending October 1st at 6 p.m. soft close. We have more online only auctions coming up. Keep an eye out on our website at www.tipsackauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Direct cash cattle trade remains quiet and cash hogs were mixed. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country was very quiet with no bids or asking prices established on Tuesday afternoon. Significant trade volume is expected sometime this week. At the Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska on Monday, feeder steers sold $4 to $15 lower compared to the most recent sale. Feeder heifers were trending $11 to $15 lower. USDA says buyers were looking for preconditioned calves. Demand was moderate to good. Medium and large one feeder steers, 552 pounds, brought 436. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 458 pounds, sold for 456. Boxed beef was mixed at the close with choice up 35 cents at 371.03 and select down 164 at 347.25. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head. Cash hogs were mixed with huge closing negotiated movement at the major direct markets. The cash hog market has shown some modest strength lately, which has been aided by firm fundamentals and support from futures. Buyers have been assessing their near-term needs and are monitoring the demand picture. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 19 cents lower with a base range of 96 to 104. The Iowa Minnesota was up 38 cents with a weighted average price of 102.44. The Western Corn Belt was 19 cents higher with a weighted average price of 102.43. Butcher hogs were mixed at the Midwest cash markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa. Barrels and gilts were steady at 72. Sows were $3 lower to $1 higher at 63 to 69. Boars were priced at $25. At Illinois, barrels and gilts were steady at 63 to 73. Sows $3 lower at 60 to 72. Boars had a range of 18 to 35. Pork values closed lower, down 188. At 110.34, estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head. At the CME, live cattle futures were up and feeders were sharply higher, getting ready for the week's direct business. Lean hog futures were lower, pressured by technical selling and the recent mixed trend in domestic wholesale business. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country, or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans and corn are down, expecting generally favorable near-term harvest weather. November beans were down 8 and 3 quarters at 10.01 and 3 quarters. January was 9 and a half lower at 10.20 and a quarter. December corn was down 6 at 4.15 and a half. March was 6 and a half lower at 4.32. Live and feeder cattle were higher, with feeders in the lead on the tight market-ready numbers and lower corn. October live was up 52 at 231.85. December was 95 higher at 234.77. November feeder cattle were up 547 at 359.35. And on technical selling and demand questions, October hogs were $1.30 lower at 99.85. December was down 162 at 88.72. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Some organic foods are now cheaper to buy than their conventional counterparts. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide-brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Rising retail food prices are making organic and natural foods look like a bargain. David Stelzer's Azure Standard in North Central Oregon distributes its organic foods nationally and beyond.
Azure has become the distribution network to connect the regenerative growers with consumers. And no, it doesn't have to be more expensive. I just had a customer tell me a couple weeks ago that they did a huge price comparison with conventional from their local grocery store and Azure's organic. They were able to eat organic food at about 5% less than they would have eaten standard conventional fare bought in standard American packaging in a major grocery retailer.
Stelzer cites his own family's health experience when touting the benefits of organic and natural foods.
I grew up the sickly kid, my wife as well. We changed our diet completely to an organic, regenerative-based diet 100%. We raised 11 children without ever having to have one of them see a doctor, except for one broken femur.
Another similar story tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only. featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
I'm Nicole Huslip with Brownfield's Daily Update. A livestock expert says effectively managing toxins in feed can improve an animal's overall health and productivity. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from World Dairy Expo.
Aldo Rossi with Amland International says bacteria and mycotoxins are found at various levels in almost 100% of feed samples, and even small amounts can cause gut health issues. Rossi says a lot of the toxins come during growth of the feed product.
Then you got the storage part of it, how well the storage is, the pH, the moisture levels, right? What kind of inoculants and how well it was distributed throughout the product. So, yeah, all those things do play a role in either making it worse or bringing in some toxins that can eventually be fed to the animals.
Rossi says no matter how well farmers manage their feed and environment, livestock are exposed to several harmful pathogens.
It's globally, not just U.S.-based corn or soybeans or silage. You will see that there'll be multiple mycotoxins that exist in there.
Rossi recommends farmers consider their feed supplement to absorb many of the unwanted pathogens. In Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
The USDA says farmers made and paid a little bit more in August than they did in July. The USDA's dairy index for August was up 0.5% from July, but down 11% from August of last year, with the all milk price at $20.90 per hundredweight, a dime higher than the previous month, but $2.70 lower than last year. Cash dairy prices were mixed on Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange following USDA's stocks reports. Dry whey was unchanged at 64¾¢, blocks up 5½¢ at $1.72, barrels up 4½¢ at $1.69, butter down a nickel at $1.71, and non-fat dry milk down 0¼¢ at $1.15¾. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 80 degrees, above normal temperatures again. Variable clouds tonight and a low of 54. 83 for Thursday and Friday, 87 degrees. A sticky weekend, 88 for Saturday. Well, our old buddy Tony Schumacher will have more about that coming up here when we check weather officially just before 6 on the Light in the Milk Cow Show. How you doing today? Welcome, October.
Back about 1800 and some, a Louisiana couple had a red-headed son. No name suited him, Jim, Jack, or Joe. They just called him Billy Bio. Billy, Billy Bio, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy Bio, watch what you say. A pretty girl will get you one of these days. Billy was a boy kind of big for his size, red hair and freckles and big blue eyes. 13 years from the day he was born, Bill fought the battle of the Little Big Horn. Billy, Billy Bio, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy Bio, watch what you say. A pretty girl will get you one of these days. One sad day, Billy cried, ho, ho, I can whip the feathers off a Geronimo. He smarted off, the chief got mad, this nearly ended our Louisiana lad. Billy, Billy, bye-o, watch where you go, you're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy, bye-o, watch what you say, a pretty girl will get you one of these days. One day in 1878, a pretty girl walked through Bill's front gate. He didn't know whether to stand there or run. He wound up married 'cause he didn't either one. Billy, Billy, bye-o, watch where you go, you're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy, bye-o, watch what you say, a pretty girl will get you one of these days. Pretty girl will get you one of these days.
Sap on WRCO Radio, already having some daydreams about night things, and the day's just beginning. It's 7 minutes before six.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
It's the first ever Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp. Saturday, October 4th from noon to 7 p.m. at Wild Hills Winery, 30940 Oak Ridge Drive. Celebrate harvest season at Wild Hills.
Music starts at noon. Grape Stomp sign up at 1, the stomp at 2 p.m.
Enjoy music from Sam Day, John Gay, and Donnie Razick. Wine tasting at 1 p.m. Vineyard tours after the stomp. Wood-fired pizza all day. Wine sampling and local vendors on site. For more information, head over to Wild Hills Winery. And we'll see you in the hills Saturday, October 4th.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, September turned out warmer than normal by several degrees across the region. Precipitation was rather variable as well. But either way, we start off the month of October on a quiet note and staying on the warm side, with the warmest of the year scheduled to move in Friday and Saturday, as the upper-level jet stream pattern features a ridge over the center of the country, pushing the main steering currents from the Rockies up into central Canada. Plenty of warm and humid air building up ahead of that system off to the west. Now, we do anticipate we'll see a little cloud cover coming through today, but still some filtered sun off and on. Brighter sunshine tomorrow and Friday, even Saturday looking pretty bright. We'll see some strong gusty winds out there by Sunday with humid air pouring in. And then a weak cool front settling through the area late Sunday and Monday could bring us some scattered showers, maybe a stray thunderstorm. Right now the rain amounts don't look too heavy, probably a quarter inch or less, but we'll certainly keep an eye on that. Here's that forecast for today. Patchy fog early in some river valleys, otherwise variably cloudy with mild temperatures topping out close to 80. East-southeast wind at 5 to 12 miles an hour. Tonight, variably cloudy, low near 54. And tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny and warmer, with a high near 83. Southeast to south wind up to 10. Going into Friday, look for plenty of sunshine, breezy, hot and humid conditions. Lows around 59 with a high all the way up to 87. Saturday continued hot and sticky for October standards, with plenty of sun and gusty winds. Low near 62 with a high of 88. Might be some record high temperatures on Saturday in the region. Sunday partly sunny, warm and humid with a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high 83. Much cooler on Monday with a few showers, high 65. Any showers ending early Tuesday, high 65. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now in Richland Center, our temperature is at 52 degrees. Yesterday's high was 87 at the studios. The record high was set in 1971 initially and then equaled 2 years ago in 2023 at 88. The record low, 27 in 1967. Last year's high was 67 and the low, 50. Sunset will happen at 6:43 this evening. Sunrise time this morning will be at around 7 o'clock. Right now, the air is calm. Barometer at 30.16. No precipitation today. And 52 is the overnight low.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop, by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered. When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for